Hey everyone, it's Dana Wild from the Mind Aware, and welcome. I know you're all ready to train your brains. You are on the four-step blueprint for getting out of your own way. And I want to get started, but I want to give you just a few pieces of housekeeping first, okay? So for starters, if at all possible, use the link to view the slides for this webinar, you know, because the slides will add a lot to it. And so notice on the computer page, there's a little link you can click, you know, to either sync the slides with the phone, or if you're listening through the computer, to sync it with the computer. So click the appropriate link because the slides will sync up for you based on your choice, whichever one you pick. Okay, next I want you to notice there's a question box there too. So if you have any questions or any comments as we go through this webinar, go ahead and pop them right in there. All right, as I said, I am Dana Wild. I'm the founder of the Mind Aware and the host of the Mind Aware Show and the creator of Train Your Brain, a program that helps business owners create explosive growth in their businesses by leveraging the power of their brains. So in this webinar, the four-step blueprint for getting out of your own way, I will show you how your brain works, and I'm going to reveal some of my proven techniques that you can start to use immediately to create breakthroughs in your business. Okay, but first, let's make sure that this webinar is for you. This webinar is for you if you're someone who's been using hard work as your method to success, or maybe you're someone who knows what you're supposed to be doing, but you can't seem to make yourself do it, or maybe you love your product or service, but you've lost your mojo, or you've hit a plateau, or you'd like more consistency in your business, or maybe you can't seem to get started, you know, or maybe you feel like you're doing everything right, but you're not getting the same results as others. Or maybe you just want to go to the top faster, you know, you really just want to go from good to awesome, you know, from eh to wow. So after creating thousands of breakthroughs for business owners just like you, we now know beyond a shadow of a doubt that in order to take your business to the next level, you must have a shift in your thinking. And I know that sounds weird, but in a few minutes, I'll show you how you can unleash the power of your own brain. So these are the types of breakthroughs that I'm talking about. Monica Ramos says, since beginning Train Your Brain, I have quadrupled my downline, quit my full-time job, replaced my full-time income with my Mishi business, become more organized, healthier, and just improve my quality of life all around. Nice testimonial, Monica. And from Edianne Cote, Train Your Brain has changed my life. My outlook on life has drastically changed since I met Dana 2 years ago. In a year, we've become a $500,000 team. Woohoo! Good for you, Edie. Today in this webinar, I'm going to give you a taste of Train Your Brain, and you're going to learn enough that you can start applying the techniques and seeing the results immediately after we're done. So in today's webinar, what we'll cover, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and how I learned these methods and how I use these techniques to grow two businesses to the million-dollar level quickly. Why most people work long hours in their business and they only see incremental growth. The one thing you must do to get unstuck and get off of the cycle of perpetual sameness, and the specific formula for taking action that works. You know, after we discuss some of these techniques, if these ideas and methods resonate with you, I'll give you an opportunity later in this training to continue training your brain with a special offer. And in fact, I have a surprise for you. We are going to pick someone from this webinar to give this special offer for free. We're going to hold the drawing right on the call. And finally, at the end of the training, I'm going to give you one technique that any person can apply immediately. Even the biggest skeptic can try it. And it's a method that will help you to go from frustrated, stressed, and overwhelmed to hopeful in literally minutes. So more on this later. All right, let's get started. Let me tell you a little bit more about my story, okay? I grew up pretty much like any other Midwestern kid. You know, I loved animals and the outdoors, and I was an avid reader. You know, by high school, I was fanatical about psychology and the brain and what makes people tick. And I read all the popular books of the time, you know, as well as the old classics. I mean, this was the 70s, right? The dawn of the self-development resurgence, you know, era. So then when I was 19, I had this wonderful opportunity to participate in an intensive 40-hour course from Lou Tice. And it was about my favorite subject, the brain, and what makes people tick. And more specifically, Lou Tice's course taught me how to use my brain to create outcomes in my life, right? To specifically make changes in my life. And this knowledge opened up all kinds of doors for me, and I was able to really start living my life like it was an adventure. You know, I made what some people might call a bucket list, and I started crossing things off. I wanted to be a writer, so I wrote a book, and I became a published author at age 23. I wanted to see the world, and so I spent the better part of a decade traveling and living overseas in places like Guatemala, Japan, Vietnam, and many, many countries in Asia and Europe and around the world. You know, and I had so much fun, and I worked so many jobs. You can't even imagine. I mean, in this picture you see I'm selling hats on the streets of Chinatown in Yokohama, Japan, and I taught English, and I worked for trading companies, and I was an agent for a jazz singer in Ho Chi Minh City and a live on-the-air host for the Home Shopping Network in Tokyo. All of the things I had learned about the brain gave me the confidence to treat my life like it was an adventure, and living like this also gave me tons of time to continue studying about the brain to my heart's content. When I finally returned back to the United States, I started working in the film and video industry, and I went on to win 2 Telly Awards for writing and producing. Now, naturally, all of this was great fun, and it was an adventure, but at some point, I woke up, and I realized I'm 38 years old, I've got no college degree, and no history which can be put on a resume. When even though the film industry was supposed to be so quote-unquote glamorous, I was still working on someone else's clock. I was setting an alarm to show up on the set at 5 a.m. for the call time. And that industry, I really had a cap on the amount I could earn. I didn't fit into the real world, you know, nor did I want to, but I also didn't have any kind of marketable skills, so to speak. And it was then that I found direct sales. Hooray for direct sales. Like many of you who are listening to this webinar, I went to an in-home party, and I fell in love with the product being shown, and I went on and signed up to be a distributor. Now, the direct sales company I worked with offered many, many trainings, but it seemed like all of these trainings were offering people really the same thing. How to market, how to network, how to sell, how to close, how to. With my background in education on the brain, it became really clear to me that no one was teaching how to use what I knew to be the biggest and most powerful asset we had at our disposal, you know, our very own minds, right? So within the first few months of my direct sales career, I wrote a training, this training, Train Your Brain, and I taught it to my team members. And because of that training, my team went from zero to $1 million a year in just 19 months. And I credit 100% of that fast rise to Train Your Brain. We shattered the company record. And in fact, that record still stands today. It was because of my team members that I realized that these techniques could be taught and that it would be easy for anyone to change their mindset if they knew how. So eventually, I went on to sell my direct sales business and kind of, you know, semi-retire. You know, I really spent a year just reading and gardening and so on. But I kept getting these requests for Train Your Brain. And so ultimately, I knew there was a new mission for me. And that mission became the Mind Aware. Now, what many people don't realize is that we've replicated the same success using Train Your Brain techniques at the Mind Aware. I wanted to know, like, could we take this methodology and duplicate our success, and wow, did we ever. We started at ground zero, no prospects, no clients, not even any products, and within the last 2 years, we have generated over $1 million in sales, an incredible following of over 60,000 business owners just like you, and all of this was before we even launched the Mind Aware radio show. At the Mind Aware, we wanted to step up by offering Train Your Brain, which combines mindset and easy systems. It combines mindset and action, or as we like to call it, intentional action. This is actually the specific formula for success. Get your mindset right and then take action. So, all right, let's get started with the overview of the brain, because this is exactly what I taught my team, because once you understand how the brain works, then it becomes possible to use it to change anything in our lives. So I think it goes without saying that the brain is far too complicated to discuss in a short training, and I don't want to sit here and bore you with a bunch of scientific data, but I really just want to teach you what I taught my team members. Why the brain is responsible for the outcomes you're getting now, and how to make changes in the brain so in turn you can start to get better outcomes. So in order to understand why you're getting the results you're getting now, I'd like to explain the cycle of perpetual sameness. So let me start by asking you, how did you learn everything you know today? Let's go way back. You know, each of us came into this world as a clean slate, right? I mean, we grow and we develop and we learn things about ourselves and about the world around us. And we give these experiences around us our conscious attention. Have you ever watched a baby learn how to pick up an object or stand for the first time, taking those very first steps? I mean, they give these tasks their full concentration. Imagine all of the motor skills you're activating when you pick up an object. You're navigating your hand in space. You know, there's depth perception, the little subtle movement of the fingers. You know, you have to gauge the amount of pressure necessary to hold the object. You have to take the weight of the object into consideration. And if that sounds complicated, imagine taking your first steps. When we learn these new skills, we're giving these skills our full conscious attention. And anyone who's seen a baby's face as they take their first steps can attest to this. I mean, the part of our mind that's doing that focusing is called the conscious mind. Many of us are pretty familiar with the conscious mind because it's the part of your brain we're most aware of because we hear it talking in our heads all day long. If you've ever said to someone, I was talking to myself the other day, you were talking about your conscious mind doing the talking. It's the chatty Cathy of our brains. And here's what I imagine my conscious mind would look like. You know, it's like a little mini sportscaster just commenting on and rambling about all of the mundane happenings in our lives. Have you ever heard a conversation in your head that sounds like this? I should take out the garbage. Geez, it's heavy. What'd I put in there? Boy, the grass is getting long. Oh, looks like the mail's come already. I'll grab the mail on the way back. Oh, bills, black. Oh, it was so stupid to buy that big screen TV. Just stupid. Oh, look, it's a furniture outlet flyer. Wow, a 50% off sale. Geez, I gotta mow this lawn. Oh, man, my back hurts, though. Wonder what I did to it. Yeah, but I should really mow this lawn. Yeah, but it'd probably be bad for my back. Oh, I'm so tired. Maybe I'll mow it later. And on and on and on. You know, I think you get the idea. Your conscious mind or your thinking mind, it's all of that inner chatter you hear in your head all day long. But as we're learning things, we focus that noisy mind of ours and we repeat a task or a skill or an idea over and over and over again, until we get really, really good at it, until it becomes so familiar that we turn it over to our unconscious minds. So think about the toddler learning to walk, giving those steps his or her full conscious attention. Well, most of us today, when we pick up an object or walk across the room, we don't even have to quote-unquote think about it, right? I mean, we have practiced that skill over and over and over again with our conscious minds. And so that eventually we can turn that skill over to our unconscious mind. We no longer have to think about it, so to speak. And so to this day, when we learn a new skill, we focus with our conscious mind to learn that skill. And most of us can identify with this. Most of us used our focused attention when we learned the different aspects of our business, maybe memorizing the details of a presentation or about certain products in your line. Over time, you start to feel like you could do a presentation or talk about your products in your sleep, right? Because you've turned it over to your unconscious mind. So our conscious mind is our thinking mind, and it's the part of the brain which we're most aware of. And, of course, the unconscious mind is the opposite. Right from birth, the unconscious mind takes care of many of our bodily functions. I mean, things we really depend on for survival, like digesting food and processing food into energy, beating our hearts, flowing our blood, breathing. The unconscious mind takes care of all of this stuff for us. So as we learn and grow, we add to that list a host of other things. So any kind of task or skills that we learn so well that we repeat really often, we eventually just turn over to our unconscious mind. In many of our daily activities, I mean, many are performed by our unconscious mind. Combing our hair, brushing your teeth, showering, doing the dishes, taking out the garbage, you know, even driving our cars. Have you ever had the experience of driving your car and then suddenly you go like, oh, wow, I'm 20 miles down the road. How did I get here? Where was I? Experts estimate that 95% of our daily waking time is spent doing unconscious acts. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, 95%. Now, it's important to note that the information our unconscious mind store for us, it doesn't just apply to motor skills and bodily functions. The unconscious mind is also where you record all of the information about your identity. I'd like to compare this part of the brain to like an old tape recorder. It records all your memories and your thoughts and ideas and even your character traits. So think about it. We all have certain ideas and thoughts about ourselves. You don't need a checklist to remember certain traits about yourself. Quick to temper, or not artistic, or a chocolate lover, a poor swimmer, an animal lover, shy in crowds, or not a morning person. The reason you don't need a checklist is because you've kept running these tapes inside your head. You tell yourself over and over again that you are, in fact, quick to temper, or shy in crowds, or a lover of animals. So you don't really need to think about these things consciously anymore. We practice these ideas about ourselves over and over in the same way we practice how to stand, walk, or pick up objects. We practice them over and over again until we turn them over to our unconscious minds. So now we don't have to consciously look at a list to remember who we are or how we act. After you've stored these ideas about yourself and the world around you in the unconscious mind, they're called beliefs. And here's why this is important to us in our businesses. As entrepreneurs trying to grow our businesses, many of us have old tapes running inside our heads telling us we're not good at sales, or we're not good at talking to people, or we're not leaders. You know, and we have ideas about the world around us and the people in it. Ideas like no one is spending money in this economy, or you have to work long hours to be successful, or I can't get my people to work as hard as I do. And we're going to come back to these points, you know, but for now, I just want you to remember that we practice these ideas about ourselves and the world around us over and over until they become stored in our unconscious mind as beliefs. And I like to call these beliefs your inside world picture. Now, I want to tell you about one additional piece of the puzzle, which is very important in creating outcomes. The unconscious mind has a wonderful mechanism in it designed to keep our brains from overloading with information. It's called the reticular activating system, and it's our little filter in the brain that's constantly matching our inside world picture to our outside world picture. It's difficult to fathom the amount of information our unconscious mind processes for us. We literally have billions of bits of information coming at us every single day. To give you an idea of the difference between the conscious and the unconscious mind, the conscious mind processes at a rate of 40 bits per second, and the unconscious mind processes at a rate of 40 million bits per second. So it goes without saying that it would be impossible to sort through everything we see, hear, touch, taste, smell, you know, everything we feel each and every moment of each and every day, we need something which prevents us from overloading, something which keeps us sane. And luckily, there is a part of the brain located between the conscious and the unconscious mind that filters out much of this information for us. And this small filter is called the reticular activating system, and it helps to keep us sane by looking for information in the outside world that already matches the beliefs stored in our unconscious mind. So in other words, this little filter in our brains, the reticular activating system, it acts like a tireless little matchmaker, always making sure that our outside world picture matches our inside world picture. And this is a really important point, and so I want to repeat it. This filter makes sure that the outside world picture matches our inside world picture, and it filters out any information that doesn't match. So let's say you have a belief stored in your unconscious mind, and let's make it a positive one. Okay, let's say the belief is, it's easy for me to find customers for my business. If that's the case, your reticular activating system spends all day, every day, looking for customers for your business. This is the information it's filtering. Let me give you an example of how our inside and outside pictures match. Our beliefs are stored in our unconscious minds. And remember, 95% of the day, most people are acting unconsciously. So we don't have to flip through a chart to see how we act. We just act. So to give you an example, if let's say we're painfully shy and we walk into our first presentation, well, we don't need to have a conscious thought about how this makes us feel. Immediately, our unconscious mind tells our body to constrict our breathing, tells our heart to beat faster, tells our palms to start to sweat. The body will automatically react without having a conscious thought about being shy, because our unconscious mind is keeping track and it knows full well who we are and how we will react by being the center of attention during a presentation, right? So let's try another one. And this time we're going to put all the pieces together, okay? Let's say, for example, we see ourselves as someone who procrastinates. We miss deadlines, in fact, because of it. We're such procrastinators. And remember, in the unconscious mind, that belief is a fact. We know we procrastinate and miss deadlines. It's who we are. We don't even question it. And so we do. We procrastinate. You know, our reticular activating system makes sure we focus our attention on other things besides the most important task at hand. It helps our brains to rationalize that we have plenty of time. And the next thing you know, we look at the calendar and we're under a deadline and we're flipping out because we know we usually miss deadlines. And remember, all of this happens automatically. Automatically, those outside world pictures and inside world pictures have to match. And of course, as if we don't already feel bad enough, we unfortunately don't stop there. Usually, after we figure out that we've done it again, we've procrastinated, what we do is we berate ourselves for being procrastinators. So we start with the barrage of insults. And this is when our funny little chatty Kathy of a conscious mind, now she turns into this woman, ready to jump forward with these negative, self-defeating thoughts. I can't believe I procrastinated again. And of course I did. I always procrastinate. And what's the matter with me? Why can't I get anything done on time? And I'm such a loser. I know I'm going to miss this deadline. And I never seem to get it together on time. And on and on and on with that rolling pin, right? Over and over again. Now, the unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. And so with each insult, it's as if we're procrastinating again and again and again. It's like we've procrastinated an additional 1,000 times. And to top it all off, we're working up a lot of emotion about the whole situation. And actually, emotion is really relevant to talk about here for a minute. We have over 2 hours of material just on emotion on the Train Your Brain discs. And so it's really difficult to give you the full impact of emotions in just this short time. Thoughts that are more emotionally charged, they weigh more heavily in our mind. So it's easier for those thoughts to form in our unconscious mind as beliefs. We know by looking at images of the brain, emotions light up the brain. So if thoughts are the building blocks that are needed to form beliefs in the unconscious mind, then really you can look at emotions attached to these thoughts as the glue. This is the glue which solidifies them into our brains. And this is true of negative or positive emotions. So here we are, the procrastinator, thinking all these terrible thoughts about ourselves. The rolling pin is out and swinging in full force, and we're working up a great deal of emotion. And, of course, that just solidifies these messages in the unconscious mind. Remember, the same way we stored everything in the unconscious mind is through repetition. Standing, walking, picking up objects, and yes, beliefs about ourselves. Throw in the glue of emotion, and now you can bet that image of being a procrastinator is fully cemented in the unconscious mind. And so the next time we're faced with a deadline and the opportunity arises for us to act, quote unquote, in character or to act in accordance with our beliefs, we don't have to look it up on a chart or a list because it's going to be good and cemented in the unconscious mind. And we will definitely procrastinate the next time around because it's who we are. And so the cycle of perpetual sameness keeps on repeating. We all use our brains to reinforce ideas about ourselves, you know, and the world around us thousands and thousands of times a day. I mean, it's estimated that we have between 60 and 90,000 thoughts per day. Holy cow, huh? And you ready for the really scary statistic? 96% of those thoughts are the same thoughts we had yesterday. So we're hoping at this point, you know, it's become really clear that it's no wonder why most people usually only experience incremental change in their lives. I mean, this is how people get stuck. Most people gravitate towards certain thoughts and therefore create certain situations in their lives, you know, largely out of habit. Now, in the past, we were told that the unconscious mind was pretty much permanent. You know, basically, we were pretty much stuck with our beliefs. And with current research, a lot of this has to do with brain scans. A lot of it's come in the last 10 to 13 years. We know now that the mind is extremely pliable and changeable. And by flexing the muscles in our brain, we can change our beliefs and create positive desired outcomes for our businesses simply, quickly, and effectively. And up until now, we've been talking a lot about how our thoughts and beliefs work together and how they work with the conscious and the unconscious mind. Because now that we understand how it works, now we can interrupt the process. So there are three basic ways to get off of this cycle of perpetual sameness. And the first place to exit is at the unconscious level. Now, this means getting some type of hypnotherapy or utilizing some other kind of modality for accessing the unconscious mind and, you know, changing your beliefs stored in the unconscious mind. And these types of methods work, but they're usually costly and they take time out of your day. Now, the second place to exit the cycle is in the outside world or in your behavior, changing your behavior, or maybe it's better said, forcing your behavior to change. And we're all familiar with this method because this is the same method we use every year when we make our New Year's resolutions. We force ourselves to start exercising, or we force ourselves to start eating differently, or we resolve to talk to 5 new business contacts a day, or to quit working at a reasonable hour. Unfortunately, we all know that this method doesn't work very well. Forcing ourselves to act differently from our inside world picture, our unconscious mind, is just too hard. And this is why so many people fail when attempting to change their behavior. Now, the third exit from the cycle of perpetual sameness and the most easy to implement is at the level of your conscious mind. Changing your dialogue, changing what you're saying to yourself and to others. In other words, in order for you to get off the cycle of perpetual sameness, you must make a conscious effort to change the thoughts you're thinking. You use your conscious mind to reprogram the unconscious mind, which is exactly how you develop the belief in the first place. So it's not only an effective method which can be implemented immediately starting right after this training with good results, and its effectiveness doesn't wear off. On the CDs, we give 20 mindware experiments for changing beliefs and interrupting patterns and generating positive emotions. But we wanted to make sure you were able to walk away from this training with something you could start playing with right after. And so we're going to outline a couple of things here that you can start to use to create different results in your business, okay? I think it's obvious that we're on a continuous cycle of acting on a belief, giving ourselves a negative self-talk, and then reinforcing the belief, which means we act on it again. So we have to interrupt the cycle somewhere. Change begins by paying attention to our thoughts. And it's the one thing I alluded to earlier that you must do to pave the way for change. In order to make changes, we need to see why we're getting the results we're getting now. And so step one in this four-step process is to start paying attention to what you're saying to yourself. Now, what kind of thoughts are you having in your head right now? Do they sound like this? I'm so busy. I don't have time to do what I want to do. Where does the time go? I'm so stressed out. I'm so overwhelmed. I wish I had more time. Or do they sound like this? We always seem to be short on cash. I wish I could get out of debt. How am I ever going to pay off all these credit cards? I'd like to buy that, but I can't right now. I wish I could get out from under all these bills. We're having trouble making ends meet. Or do they sound like this? I thought this business was going to be easier than it is. I can't seem to motivate myself. No one ever calls me back. I wish my business would grow faster. Others seem to be able to make it work, but it's not working for me. I'm working too much for the money I'm making, or I feel like I'm spinning my wheels. And I'm sure we could list an endless string of self-defeating thoughts for just about any aspect of our lives, but I think we're all getting the idea. And by the way, these may not even be thoughts. We may actually be saying these things out loud to the people around us. So remember, this is our inside picture of the world, and at the moment, like it or not, this is who we are and where we are with our businesses. And we're probably not even aware we're saying these things, you know, to ourselves, because they've kind of become second nature to us. It becomes like we're running on automatic pilot. We're not really taking inventory of this stuff, and so we're not really listening to it either. Or better yet, maybe we're not hearing it. So when we do make a conscious choice to listen to this stuff in our heads, we might not like what we hear. You know, it might not sound too good to us. So it's really important, don't judge yourself as you start to pay attention to the thoughts that are coming up. Keep that rolling pin in the drawer. Just pay attention. Be objective. We're just observing our thoughts like a scientist would observe them. This is an experiment. And really, I always find if you can laugh at yourself, have as much fun with this phase as possible. Now, next, remember, 96% of our daily thoughts are repeated. And so pretty much the future mirrors our present with only small incremental changes. So if we want to change our future, we have to wrap our head around a few things. We cannot change our future with the same kind of thinking which created our present. This means whatever situations we're presently experiencing, both good and not so good, they are a direct result of what we were thinking last month, last week, and yesterday. So we can't create our own success by telling ourselves over and over again, you know, we're not doing very well, we can't pick up the phone, we can't book appointments, or it's too difficult to sell our product to people. I mean, we can't get rich by talking about how broke we are. And we can't find peace of mind by focusing on how overwhelmed or how stressed out we are. And we will not become successful in our businesses by talking about all the obstacles standing in the way. Right? This just makes sense, doesn't it? So step two is to decide to change that message. Decide to interrupt the process. Decide to get off the cycle of perpetual sameness. If I catch myself thinking or saying something counterproductive, I usually just say to myself, is this the message I want to match? Really? Is this the message I want to match in my outside world? Okay, on to step three. Installing the new belief or the new programming in the same way the old programming was installed, through repetition and emotion at the conscious level. Now, it's become clear that if we keep thinking in the ways that we're currently thinking, if we keep reinforcing our current belief system, we're going to keep getting the results we're getting. And so we're hoping it's also become clear that in order for us to have substantial change, or the kind of change that affects our lives dramatically, then we must begin to feed our brains different kinds of thoughts. And I'm sure you've heard about using affirmations before. T. Harv Eker, he calls affirmations declarations. And Tony Robbins, he calls them incantations. And in Train Your Brain, we call them mantras. But ultimately, what they are is we're saying short, positive phrases. We're just really just stating or asserting a new positive conscious thought for ourselves. We're interrupting our pattern of thought. We're reprogramming our unconscious mind in the same way we instilled our first beliefs to begin with. Repetition and emotion. So when my team rose to the million-dollar level, the concept of mantras played a very prominent role, and I'm going to get to that story in a minute. Part of the reason the use of mantras has become so prominent and remains such a successful phenomenon today is because the thinking behind it was built upon some really basic truths about how the brain works. You know, as you learn today, you understand now how the brain works. The brain processes all of our thoughts the same way. Whether we're putting junk in there in the form of negative or counterproductive thoughts, or whether we're putting in affirming positive thoughts, it's processing the information, it's storing it as beliefs, and then it's looking to match those beliefs to the outside world. So the point is, knowing that affirmations or mantras, they're thoughts, they're positive thoughts, it helps us to see that these two will manifest in our lives too, as do all of our consistent thoughts. So many times when people talk about mantras or affirmations, they're talking about short positive phrases using what we call perfect language. So perfect language consists of four basic guidelines. The short positive statement should be stated in the affirmative, right? That would kind of be a given. It should be stated as though it's already happened, as though it's real to us now, as though we're matching it up now, as though it's done. It should be believable, meaning it shouldn't be too far of a stretch, because if it's too far of a stretch, you know that that rolling pin's going to come out and we're going to start insulting ourselves, right? And it should have a lot of emotional impact. The short positive phrase should make you feel good. Mantras can be used in one of two ways. You can stop yourself in the moment you're having a negative thought and just catch yourself, as I mentioned before, and change your thoughts to the positive right then, you know, instead of beating yourself up. Or you can develop a short positive phrase that makes you feel really good when you say it and just say it over and over and over again throughout the day when you think about it. So a typical mantra might sound something like, I'm abundant, or money is flowing to me in great quantities, or I'm working less and making more. Mantras and perfect language are very effective for many, many people. And on the Train Your Brain CDs, we go into great depth on how to make perfect language work for you. The vast majority of our testimonials come from people implementing mantras and seeing the effects. So do mantras work? Yes, is the answer. I mean, Erica Marshall says, I wanted to share more about the power of mantras. My new mantra the last 2-3 weeks has been, I attract four-figure parties. Last night was my third party of the month, and I'm close to $4,500 in sales. The last two nights have been right at $1,600 each. I love my new mantra. And Diane Crawley says, I wanted to share that my business mantras are amazing, and now my team is almost at 90 designers, right at 6 months. My team loves mantras, so mantras are very effective. Having said that, one of the things we like to do with Train Your Brain is we want to give you shortcuts that are effective and work for a lot of people. So, for example, many of us feel silly when we're saying phrases like, I'm financially abundant, or I'm working less and making more. We don't feel comfortable with it, and frankly, we just don't believe it. We feel like we're lying to ourselves. For most of us, when we say normal, perfect language affirmations or mantras like, I'm financially abundant, or I'm working less and making more, we can almost instantly hear that other little voice in our head saying, yeah, right. It's the proverbial angel on one shoulder and little devil on the other. And many times when we try to say these positive phrases, we find ourselves having a little argument in our heads, which, needless to say, is not very productive. So instead of these perfect language mantras, I'd like to suggest you get off the cycle of perpetual sameness by using the Train Your Brain technique called transitory statements. Transitory statements help you to ease into using more positive language. In short, transitory statements are phrases which help coax you into a more positive feeling place. They aren't affirmations or mantras or perfect statements, and they don't incorporate perfect language, but they help move your thoughts in the right direction. As a general rule, if we can remember that any thought we're thinking is really only as valuable as the emotion it's generating it can help us a lot in trying to pick out the phrases which sound good to us. And this is why many people find transitory statements so useful. So transitory statements unfold in several ways, but due to time constraints, we're just going to cover one of the methods for using transitory statements here. And one of the ways to use transitory statements is to keep the image but change the message. So let's take a closer look at that. If we've been thinking about ourselves in a certain way for a very long time, sometimes it's difficult to just flip a switch and start seeing ourselves differently. I mean, and sometimes there are certain character traits that we attach to success. So if we don't possess these character traits, it's easy just to hang on to our own image than to try to become a different person, so to speak. So let's say, for instance, someone sees themselves as shy. And their present company requires that they give presentations on products, you know, or they talk to people about their business opportunity or just basically engage people. So a shy person might have these types of thoughts. I'm too shy to be successful in this business, or all the really good marketers are extroverted, or because I'm shy, I may never make a lot of money in this business, but I still believe in my mission. I'm good at other aspects of my business, but I'm too shy to be a good networker. So the image of being shy and the image of not being successful seem to go hand in hand in this person's mind. And if this person has been shy their entire life, just start saying a mantra now like, I'm an extrovert, would seem absurd to them. And they'd, of course, have every right to feel that way. And so that's why developing a transitory statement where a person keeps the comfortable, familiar image they have about themselves but changes the message of the statement, it still allows them to come up with a positive phrase that's believable. It maintains believability. And so, for example, the transitory statement might sound something like this. I'm shy, but the presentation fits well with my style, and customers love these products. I'm really shy, but I'm successful because I attract customers that like my style. I'm really shy, but growing my business is easy. My products sell themselves. I'm shy, but it's okay because most of the time customers are approaching me. I'm shy, but my personality attracts high-paying customers. So notice this person isn't giving up the idea of being shy. He or she doesn't have to start thinking of themselves as extroverted. I mean, the person's transitory statement allows for their true selves to be maintained. And not only do they still feel good about what they're saying, they don't feel like they're lying to themselves anymore. And they can create a successful business. So also notice that each of these mantras has the word but in the middle of the statement. And the word but is a very powerful word in the English language. It negates anything we said before the statement. And so the part of the sentence that's getting firmly imprinted in our minds is the second part of the statement. So creating transitory statements is easy. You just state the situation as it is, add the word but, and then follow the word but with whatever you want your perfect language mantra to be. You know, I'm shy, but I attract customers that like my style. I'm shy, but growing my business is easy. I'm shy, but customers are approaching me. I'm shy, but my personality attracts high-paying customers. You keep the image, but change the message. See how that works? The keep the image, but change the message method is a simple but highly effective transitory statement for you to use. Now, you might remember me saying earlier that mantras played a prominent role in my direct sales business. And so I thought I'd tell you my story about my team's rise to the $1 million club in 19 months. I think it really clearly shows how powerful mantras and using perfect language can literally transform your business. So many years ago, like many people in direct sales, I attended an in-home party. And I became excited about the products that were being presented that evening. In fact, I became so excited I signed up to be a consultant. And in the beginning stages of my business, I did parties by closely following the instructions that were in the company's training manual. The training manual said, present the business opportunity at the beginning, middle, and end of the party. And so I did. I mean, at the beginning, middle, and end, I would talk about the business opportunity. And by the end of my third month of doing parties, I was signing people and sponsoring people into the business. And it came pretty easily for me. You know, I signed several people in a row, and right around that time, the upline member of the company, you know, somebody in my upline, she called me and she said, Dana, you have an opportunity to break the record for the fastest rise to executive director. Now, executive director was a personal achievement. I mean, a person had to sponsor 15 consultants personally into the business, and the fastest anybody had ever done that was 6 months. So I thought, cool, you know, I'm going to do that. As I continued to do my presentations, I was pretty excited that things were going well and that I had a chance to break this record, but I was kind of embarrassed to talk about it because for me it felt like I was bragging. Oh, hey, you know what? I made it to executive director faster than anyone. So instead, as I was presenting the opportunity at my parties, I would just say things like, this is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. And I'd usually follow it up with, like, now's the time to join. This is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. This is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. Yeah, you should really look into it because this is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. And, you know, it felt great. And, of course, as I added people to my team, they started saying it because, of course, they didn't know any better because they heard me saying it. So they started saying it, and we all were saying that now's the time to join. We're the fastest growing team in the history of the company. And I'm not kidding when I say, you know, if we said it once, we probably said it 10,000 times. This is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. And to be honest, I really didn't have any evidence that we were the fastest growing team. Our company didn't recognize team sales. I mean, there was no concrete way to gauge if we truly were the fastest growing team. And really, it didn't even matter. We believed we were the fastest growing team with every fiber. And sure enough, a short 19 months after I purchased my kit, our team was recognized as the fastest growing team to reach the $1 million level ever in the history of the company. And so I often tell people that we broke the record by accident. You know, and of course, I'm kidding, but really what I mean is this. When I started out, I didn't sit down with pen and paper and write down goals. And I didn't develop a plan, and I didn't make a vision board, and I didn't even write a list of mantras. I just latched on to one little mantra that felt good when I said it. And in fact, it's worth noting that I did a whole list of things completely wrong when I started my direct sales business. For example, I didn't have business cards until I was 6 months in the business. I mean, I was already at the executive level in my company before I created a business card. I didn't know how to present or explain our most popular product until I was with the company for almost 9 months. I didn't do a team newsletter until I was with the company for 2 years. I mean, I didn't recognize team member sales. We didn't play party games, which is a staple in the party plan industry. You know, and I taught my members of my team to do the same thing for 2 years, the first 2 years of my business. And I could go on and on. I made mistake after mistake when starting my business. But I did one thing very, very right. I had a strong mantra, and I had unending focus for saying it. You know, I trained my brain, and I taught my team members how to do the same. Okay, so let's take a quick peek at these steps again. Number one, we're going to pay attention to our thoughts. In other words, we're going to get our minds aware. We're going to hear what's going on in our heads. Why are we getting the results we're getting? Number two, we're going to make a decision to change the way we're thinking. If we hear something we don't like, no problem, because we can decide to start talking to ourselves differently. And step number three, that's what we're going to do. We're going to install the new belief or the new programming in the same way the old programming was installed, through repetition and emotion at the conscious level. We're going to start talking to ourselves differently, start using those mantras. And number four, we're going to feel the positive emotion. As a general rule, your statements are only as effective as the positive feelings they generate in you. In other words, if something doesn't feel good, it's not working. Emotion is the glue which cements our new thoughts into the unconscious mind. And this is what creates change in our outside pictures of the world. And actually, this is what we're going to be talking about with our next technique I'm going to share next. It's the one I mentioned earlier where we're going to teach you how to go from stressed and frustrated to hopeful in just minutes. And I want to give you that technique, but I'm noticing the time here, and I'm trying to be respectful of your time. And so as I mentioned earlier, I want to give you the opportunity to continue learning about the brain and the mind work experiments and emotions and how to use this material to take your business to the next level. if you implement the methods given on today's webinar, you will start to see the change happen so fast it will make your head spin. And I'm sure it's obvious to you by now that if you're not where you want to be in your business, it's not because you need to learn a new marketing method. Most of us know the steps we need to take to be successful in our businesses, but we don't feel like doing them, or we're implementing them, but they aren't working, or they aren't working fast enough. You can have the best systems in the world, but if your mindset isn't right, the matchmaker in your brain will continue to match limiting beliefs to create your outside world picture. It's probably also obvious that a positive mindset isn't about getting all pumped up by some type of motivational material one week and then falling flat the next. If you're going to create lasting change, you must change the beliefs stored in your unconscious mind. If the beliefs are changed, the matchmaker works to your advantage, matching up the new positive inside world picture. It's because of our clients that I discovered these methods can be taught and that it's easy for anyone to change their mindset when they have the tools. Mostly, people gravitate towards certain thoughts and therefore certain situations in their lives largely out of habit. We lead busy, stressful, complicated lives, and so how do you keep your mindset on track when it seems like there's so many other situations in our lives pulling us in different directions? I mean, it's clear we need to get out of our own way, but how do we stay on track with that day in, day out, when we've got all these pressing, stressful situations to deal with? And so that's why I want to talk to you about a special offer for continuing your education with Train Your Brain. Most of you know that I'm the host of the Mind Aware Show, and so because of that, a good portion of my year is spent promoting other people, and this leaves me a few short months each year to promote Train Your Brain and other trainings from the Mind Aware. So because of that, I wanted to make sure and give you just as much as I could, the best information I have to help you become wildly successful in your business, and I wanted to give it to you at the best possible price. And so I've compiled a special offer for you. Now, you've heard me mention during this training about the Train Your Brain 6-CD set, and the exercises on this 6-CD set are the exact steps that I took to bring the team to the million-dollar level year after year, and then, of course, recreated at the Mind Aware with our fast growth at the Mind Aware as well. So the full Train Your Brain set includes a much deeper explanation of how the brain works, along with studies which have revealed the limitlessness of our minds and how our thoughts affect our outcomes. And it also includes how certain words are triggers for change, what those words are and how we can use them in our mantras, what other types of transitory statements are available and how to use them, a total of 20 mindware experiments to implement which have been proven to create change in the lives of all the people I've coached and worked with, how to start setting expectations instead of goals, how to get the feeling of expectation to leverage our time and our effort, 2 hours worth of material on emotions and the emotional scale, and how our thoughts control our emotions and how to use the emotional scale to feel good in every moment if we so choose. And finally, understanding intentional action, what it is and how to use it so that you're working less and the work you're doing has more impact. Now, the full 6-CD set is $97, and for anyone investing in the 6-CD set today, I want to give you some bonuses. So if you're like me, you probably don't want to wait for the CDs arrive before you start listening to this material. Like, you probably want to be able to just hang up this call, you know, stop this training and be able to download this material right away. And so because of that, I'm going to give you the MP3 downloads of this offer. The MP3 downloads are normally $67. And if you purchase the Train Your Brain CD set today, you're going to have immediate access to these downloads. The best part about this is that by the time the CDs arrive in the mail, you're probably already going to be listening to the MP3s. And so you may choose to give the CDs to someone on your team. You can put them up as a contest, or you might have a friend you want to give them to. And so it's kind of like getting two for the price of one. Now, when I was thinking about the bonuses for this package, I was trying to think what would be useful to anyone interested in training their brains, and it occurred to me that you might like a list of ready-made mantras. So I'm going to include 200 mantras divided by category, so that you can pick any aspect of your business in which you'd like to improve and have the perfect mantra using perfect language right there ready-made. Topics like abundance and other all sorts of business, time management, other business topics. And we include for our direct sales friends, we've got mantras on booking and sponsoring and leadership and increasing sales and many others. So those 200 mantras will also be included in this package. The next bonus in this special offer package is what I like to call the Train Your Brain Intensive. This was a series of four calls I did with four question and answer sessions on top of that. And basically, it was all the topics that I wasn't able to cover in the Train Your Brain discs. So it was using Train Your Brain with partners or spouses, or using Train Your Brain with your kids, getting your team members on board. I mean, really becoming immersed in this material so that you make a shift in your brain that lasts forever. I mean, it's a really rare opportunity to be able to listen to the Train Your Brain Intensive. And all of these calls were also transcribed into written material for all of our visual learners out there. So for anybody getting the special offer package today, you will get the Train Your Brain Intensive in it as well. The next bonus item is how to approach anyone about your business. And really, this is so valuable to so many different businesses. How to overcome your fear of talking to people about your business. Actually feel comfortable talking with anybody, and yes, even strangers. This video series covers it all and really teaches you how to cross-train your brain with promoting your business. Truly get over this once and for all. That will also be included in the package. And probably the most exciting bonus that I'm adding to this package is a training I designed called 10 Minutes Before Bedtime. Now, most people don't know that I am actually a certified hypnotherapist. And so 10 Minutes Before Bedtime incorporates everything I learned about the brain during my hypnotherapy training. It really teaches you how to change the beliefs in your unconscious mind at the unconscious level. So with Train Your Brain, we're changing beliefs at the conscious level, and this is another exit off the cycle of perpetual sameness. You know, and I've been working on this training for several years now, and then the people who have gone through it, I mean, we're getting incredible testimonials. We've got new mindware experiments, new discoveries. I mean, probably the hottest thing I've done since Train Your Brain is 10 minutes before bedtime. People are really excited at the transformations that are happening in as little as 10 minutes a day, and actually even shorter than that, but with catchier title to say 10 minutes. So 10 minutes before bedtime is also included in this training and part of this bonus package. And the last item I want to mention, you know, last but not least for sure, is membership into the private Facebook group. Anybody investing in this package, you are going to get the opportunity to be with people who are positive and like-minded and working this program too, thinking positively, making changes in their lives. These are the cream of the crop of people in business. And the private Facebook group, so many great exchanges. I mean, I could just go on and on about all the positive things that are talked about in there and ideas and new methods, and it's just a fantastic group. And so really, it's just priceless. There's no dollar value that can be placed on being a member of that private Facebook group. By the way, visual learners, I want to make sure that you know that all of the bonuses offered with the CD set, I've made a very special effort to make sure that there are transcripts or videos or slides or something to make sure that there's something visual that goes with every single training, because I know just how important that is. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I've not only started doing the new radio show, but we just found out we're going to be picked up in several additional markets. And so as my schedule continues to get more and more filled, it's even going to be less and less possible for me to be able to offer this type of training and this type of special offer. And so I really hope you're able to take advantage of it now and really to make sure you get your team on this webinar replay and get them on board with this package. You know, if you want a team that's self-motivated, they want to sponsor, they want to take the actions that they need to take to be successful, then you want to get them on this training. Someone once asked me, what percentage of your success do you attribute to Train Your Brain, and what percentage do you attribute to learning how to network and market and other aspects of your business? And the answer was and still is 100% Train Your Brain. If someone applies the techniques listed on these CDs, the rest of the pieces in their business will just fall into place. So having said that, I have a very small window with which to offer this package. I'm up and running with the radio show, and the new season is going to be starting soon. And it really means a lot to me to have people learning and applying this information right now. And so that's why I'm offering all of these bonuses. Even at a discounted price, you might expect all of this fantastic information to cost $497 or even $297 or $197. But for anyone who's on this webinar or listening to the replay, the investment for all of these items, the actual physical CD set, the MP3 version of the set, 200 mantras divided by categories. You have instant solutions to any area of your business you want to improve. And the Train Your Brain Intensive really teaches you how to use this with other areas of your life and shift your thinking permanently, and how to approach anyone about your business and get over it right now. Approach people about your business, have success with that, and 10 minutes before bedtime, change those beliefs right at the unconscious level. And, of course, enrollment in the exclusive private Facebook group. As you can see, free bonus, free bonus, free bonus, free bonus. Your entire investment is $97. And it gets me really excited to talk with you about this program and this package, because I know a lot of you are ready for a training just like this, and you can see how it's going to help you be wildly successful in your business. Now, I just want to add one small thing. I know in this day and age, not everyone wants or needs the physical CDs. I know that so many people are listening to information now on iPods and other MP3 players, and that many people here don't feel strongly about receiving the actual physical CDs. And so if this sounds like you, then I've created a special package just for you, and it includes everything that we just talked about, except the only difference is you won't be getting the actual physical CDs. I mean, if you really, really only want just the MP3 downloads of Train Your Brain, then instead of $97, you can pay just $67 for this entire package. So I'm sure by now you see the Order Now button on this webinar page. It's right by the question box. And if you click it, it'll be directed to a page where you can choose either the CD or the MP3 only package. And you can go, if you want, direct to the website, www.trainyourbrainsite.com. That's trainyourbrainsite.com. Or just click that Order Now button that's right by the question box right here on this webinar page, and you'll be directed immediately over there where you can pick either the physical CD package or the MP3 download only package. So one other thing too, Train Your Brain is 100% guaranteed. You have to be happy with your purchase or you get 100% full refund of your money. And I thought it might be nice to hear from some people who use Train Your Brain for other things besides their businesses. And so Mirandy Donnelly says, I know I went to learn for my business, but I took it home and I used it on me. I applied it to my life and lost over 100 pounds and got it together. And Jocelyn Saunders says, I'm an Air Force vet and have always been a worst-case scenario person due to PTSD. I'd get paralyzed by my negative belief system. Well, God bless me to learn about Train Your Brain, and it's helped me tremendously. My business has changed for the better, and my life is more at ease. Stress has always plagued me, and now I have a handle on things. And Wendy Livingstone says, Train Your Brain has not only changed my business, it's literally changed my life. The technique helped me to grow my team very quickly, earn top awards in my company, and earn a free trip to London twice. But most importantly, it's helped me to be a better mom and wife. I can't thank you enough. I used to think these types of trainings were silly, but you presented the information in a scientific, concrete, and understandable way that helped me to see how important our thoughts really are. So that's just awesome. So make sure and head over to trainyourbrainsite.com. Choose your package, the $67 or the $97 package of Train Your Brain, and click the Order Now button, too, would be the other option. Okay, I want to make sure and give you that last tip, and I want to do that drawing. We're going to give away one of these packages right now here on the call. So I know we've got a name ready, and it is Susan Chambers. Susan Chambers, we will be reaching out by email, but please feel free if you like to email us as well at admin@themindaware.com. Congratulations, you've just won a package. Fantastic. Now, before we go, I want to tell you one additional technique that can be applied, and even the biggest skeptic can use it, and it's designed to take you right from stress and overwhelm to feeling hopeful about your business. So, do you remember earlier I was talking about intentional action? Intentional action is any action you take after you've moved yourself to an emotionally positive place. So, in other words, you intentionally get your mindset right first, you intentionally get yourself feeling positive, then you take action. Now, have you ever known someone who started a new business and they were so excited and fired up? They talked about their business all the time, and they also got other people excited. And even though they were new to the game and likely didn't have a clue what they were doing, they created success after success. Maybe you've even heard it called ignorance on fire, right? This is basically someone who, in spite of their lack of knowledge, they get highly successful just on sheer enthusiasm. Well, when you get fired up about your products and when you're enthusiastic about your business, nothing can ever get in your way. And so when you're feeling really, really positive, running your business is easier. Doesn't it just feel like everything falls into place more effortlessly? And why is that? Well, the reason for this actually takes place in the brain. When your brain is in an emotionally negative place, these negative emotions essentially cut off or suffocate your creative pathways, and you actually have less ability to think creatively. You're less resourceful, and you miss out on opportunities. And so on the other hand, and this is what you're going to learn coming up, when you feel excited, positive, hopeful, enthusiastic, your brain has access to more creative thinking. So you feel more adventurous and inventive, and you find great opportunities everywhere you look. So the basic idea behind intentional action is that you'll be creating this positive state of mind intentionally before you take any action in your business, right? You're not going to wait around for inspiration. You're going to be moving your mindset. So in order to understand this technique, I want to give you a brief understanding of the emotional scale. So the emotional scale shows the spectrum of your emotions right here in 8 simple steps. And you'll see that it runs from despair, depression, powerlessness, over to fear and worry, and then anger, and so on, all the way up to joy. Your feelings fall somewhere on this scale all the time. Everything you experience kind of runs on this spectrum of emotion, and it feels just a little bit better or a little bit worse depending on which direction you're moving. And I don't think any of us can deny that feeling angry feels better than feeling fearful. It's almost like a sense of relief compared to being fearful. It feels more active rather than passive. I mean, most of us would rather feel frustrated than feel angry. So this feeling or this sense of relief, feeling a little bit better, it carries across the whole scale. Have you ever had the experience of being in a bad mood? Maybe you're worrying or feeling fearful about something in your life, and then some perky positive thinker will come up to you and say, "You should really be more positive and appreciative because, you know, you bring about what you think about." When that happens, it doesn't help you to feel positive, does it? If anything, it probably makes you angry. And so why does it make you angry? Well, if you take a look at the scale, appreciation or joy is very, very far away from fear. It's way too big of a jump on the emotional scale to go from fear into joy or appreciation. On the other hand, if you look at the scale, you'll see that anger is right next door to fear and worry. So when you're worried, being angry is really easy to access. So we take this knowledge about the emotional scale and we use it to our advantage. If we can only move one step at a time along the emotional scale, then let's intentionally move ourselves along the scale. And so what I mean is this. Let's say you're feeling frustrated, stressed out, or overwhelmed with some aspect of your business, and not furious or depressed, you know, just a bit frustrated or stressed out. So when you're feeling this way, you're not going to leap into bliss, but you can start feeling hopeful pretty quickly because it's only one notch over on the scale. So how do you start getting yourself to feel more hopeful? Well, there's only one way. And that is by using your own brain, using your thoughts. So if you're feeling frustrated and you want to start feeling more hopeful, then you need to start thinking more hopeful thoughts. So you intentionally start thinking thoughts that sound like this. I hope I start to feel better. I hope I find a way to get my business moving. I hope I find a method that makes my business easier. I hope I get some people to buy product. I hope someone walks up to me out of the blue and buys something. I hope I make a lot of money in this business. I hope I attain my goals. I hope I start to feel more positive. I hope my business grows this year. I hope things improve. I hope I can think of another hope sentence. You intentionally say these types of sentences to yourself, you know, or you can say them out loud, but you keep saying them until you actually start to feel the emotional shift in your body. So you keep saying sentences that start with the words, I hope, until you actually feel hopeful. And if you keep saying them beyond that point, you're going to find yourself automatically moving in to further levels of the emotional scale. Keep saying them, you're going to start automatically saying statements with I believe or other levels. Your positive thoughts are just going to carry you along. However, and this is a really important point to make here, you don't need to be steeped in bliss and joy every day for your business to be successful. You know, if you're only able to move yourself to the levels of hope or belief on a regular basis, this is enough. You can take action in your business from these two emotional places and you will see good results. And the point is, you just don't need to be in ecstasy feeling blissed out every day to be successful. Even if you simply make a concentrated and deliberate effort to get to hope on the emotional scale, you'll not only have access to more creative and inventive thinking, you will in turn grow your business as well. So the next time you're feeling stressed out or frustrated, give this hope exercise a try. I know it sounds wacky, and I'll just say straight up, after all these years, I've experienced thousands and thousands of success stories, not only myself but other people, and I still sometimes think like, oh my gosh, it really can't be that easy, but it is. When you implement the Train Your Brain tools, it's really easy, and it's easy to feel that good in any moment. Grow your business quickly. So quick recap, what are we going to do? We're going to pay attention to our thoughts, and you're going to catch yourself and change your language immediately when you're using negative language. You're going to create mantras and transitory statements and use them daily. And remember, the unconscious mind will do the work and match the outside picture to the inside picture. Emotions are our guide. If something doesn't feel good, it's not working. Emotion is the glue. And so move yourself into hope and belief often. And it is that easy. So for those of you who would like to explore these concepts further with a special offer package, please click the Order Now button on the page here and choose your package, or go to trainyourbrainsite.com to place your order. And I know I will be able to help you grow your business just like I've helped others. So other than that, I'd just like to say thank you so much for joining me today. You can't imagine how difficult it was to narrow down all this information. You know, and I'm just so excited about every nugget shared on the Train Your Brain CDs. It was nearly impossible to pick these essential foundations to get you started. But hopefully you'll jump right in, start paying attention to those thoughts and how they're affecting your outside pictures. And even more importantly, play around with new ways of talking and thinking, and you'll see those changes in your outside pictures of the world. So thank you so much for being here. I really look forward to working more with you on Training Our Brains and on the Mind Aware Show, and I look forward to you being our next testimonial. So sit tight, and I'm going to open it up for questions.
The moderator has left the conference.